We're continuing our discussion with Tom from ScalarLight.com. Scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R, Light.com is number 805-364-3051 if you want to call and find out more. That would be excellent.
I'm going to call. I think everybody should call.
Why not? What do you got to lose?
Why not? It's free.
What do you got to lose?
You got something wrong with you? Give them a call.
Even if you don't. Yeah. Doesn't matter what. Just call them.
Yeah, just have them give you. It's free. How can you beat that?
It's hard to beat free. Anyway, what do you think, talking about Bill Gates, kind of you were discussing that a little bit. I mean, what's Bill Gates' fascination here? I mean, he's a computer software geek. What in the world is he fascinated with this for?
Exactly. Well, Bill Gates is part of the elite. He's part of the Illuminati. And we see that with this biochip, the desire to put computer chips in people. In order to do that, you need to pair that up. You need to match that with software. So if you're going to control people by a computer chip in their body, you need a computer software program that will be able to monitor people and monitor their transactions and monitor any buying or selling. We realize that's the mark of the beast. So we see how the desire to put biochips into people is going to mandate a company like Microsoft that has a global reach that will be able to monitor people through the mark of the beast. If you're going to force a biochip, the mark of the beast, on a person, then you need computer software. And what do we have? Well, we have Microsoft that's ready in place to monitor our activity through the biochip. All of this is working hand in glove.
So this, I mean, Catherine Austin Fitz, she was calling it like Microsoft 84 instead of Microsoft 95. You remember that? Microsoft 95. Yeah. This is Microsoft 1984, like George Orwell. Yeah. Last thing, what can people expect? So they get this. They send you a picture of their foot or their leg or whatever. Then what usually typically happens?
Sure. Within the first week, working with this energy, which is, again, God's energy, God's light, we see that people have a deeper dream state and that they experience really a sense of calm and tranquility. And they'll also see that we are able to eradicate the microbes, the germs from their body, and their health starts to improve. If you can get rid of fungi and parasites and viruses from your body, you see that your body responds and that your immune system is enhanced by doing that. So within the first week, we see usually good results. And after 30 days, most people see the merit of this. This is light healing, energy healing, and it works.
Well, fantastic. ScalarLight.com is the website, ScalarLight.com, 805-364-3051. Tom, it's been a pleasure as always, and it's very interesting. So we look forward to having you again in the future.
Thank you, gentlemen. God bless.
Take care.
Fantastic.
Love them.
The
revolutionary.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, and for people, they may think this is ridiculous. This is nonsense. Then don't do it.
This is light years ahead of the medicine today. Light years.
We don't want to talk about medicine and stuff like that. What we want to talk about is if you want to try it, call them.
Yep.
If you don't, then don't.
Yeah.
I want to always be able to present things that I think are cutting edge that I come across and that may help you.
Yeah.
I don't see how it can hurt you. So therefore, I want to bring this forth. That's the way I feel. And I've been criticized for that. Okay, whatever. Don't do it. Don't do it.
It's like it's like watching a TV program.
Turn the channel.
You don't want to watch it? Turn the channel. You don't want to do it? Shut the TV off. Simple.
Our next guest is also a health advocate, I should say. I don't know what even terms to use anymore. The FDA sounds like they own them all. I don't even know what to say. Frank Davis is the founder of OptiVita. He is very concerned about your health, as you know, so many of our guests, and it's just fantastic to have somebody of his quality, his knowledge base, what have you, on the show. Frank, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you. Great to be back.
Yes. Several of your products are over at the Power Mall that we have. We'll talk about them. I want to just go on a bigger discussion first. Sure. Obviously, coronavirus is dominating everybody's, you know, thinking, what have you. It's affecting their lives. They're being forced to wear masks. What comes to your mind? You're a health advocate. You watch these things very closely. What is on your mind right now?
Well, basically, I am a firm believer in you give your body the right tools, the right nutrients. There is no better defense mechanism than you can fight off anything than a healthy immune system, one that is has everything it needs to do what the body was designed to do. It was designed to be able to withstand these toxic environment we live in. And, you know, the problem is, you know, we're very compromised in our health. We're compromised in our nutrition. So even when people are, they believe they are doing a good job in their diet, the problem is the foods we have today are significantly compromised in terms of the nutritional quality. So the average fruit and vegetable has traveled 1,600 miles. It's produced in nutrient deficient soils. It's processed. It's cooked. So even the USDA, as well as the government of China, of Canada, have done studies to show that the average fruit and vegetable has decreased in nutrient value by as much as 40% from 50 years ago. So, and that's assuming, you know, it's grown in nutrient-rich soils in the first place. It's just our modern farming techniques. It's the use of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. It's the time to from harvest to your table. All of those things impact, you know, the value. And so as I look at it, what we're doing is our bodies are not equipped today, by and large, to deal with what we're exposed to, because we have a significantly compromised immune response based on the modern diet. If that makes sense. Yeah. You there?
Oh, there you are back. Sorry, we had a little glitch here. You know, our audience is really familiar with this story about the food. You know, I asked the question, if you don't get your vitamins from some of these products that we have, where are you going to get them? Because if you don't get them from us, you better get them somewhere, because they're just not there anymore. Is that the most important idea people need to get? If you were going to say one thing for our audience out of all things about their health, what is the one thing that you could leave them with? Whatever you do, remember what?
Well, basically, you know, that has been the foundation and the driving force behind my passion in nutrition, because I suffered from a very compromised immune system, and through just research and years ago, I discovered, you know, a statement that basically I know is so true. It says they could trace every illness, every disease to some form of dietary deficiencies. Well, the problem is, in our modern society, in our modern farming and foods that we consume are so deficient that that's why we are struggling with what we call the Western diseases, the diabetes, the heart disease, the things that are associated with a nutrient deficient diet. And so if I were to say anything, that was the driving force for me to create a product that, you know, and the reason I did is because I realized, even going to the grocery store and buying foods, you can see they'll have a placard on there and say, this carrot or this lettuce has ideally, or they just put a what the nutrients, how many what vitamins or minerals are in there. But that's theoretic, because in reality, they never test it. You don't know what it is. That's just saying, ideally, this is what this fruit or vegetable contains. But you know, I can tell you that if you harvest lettuce, for example, spinach, and let's say it's grown in nutrient-rich soils, it was pristine, you harvest it, within 24 hours, you'll lose 90% of the vitamin C content in that spinach. Within 8 days, you'll lose 50% of the other phytonutrients, vitamins. The only thing that will retain, assuming it's there in the first place, is the minerals. But so when you talk about the factors that are impacting our the nutrition in our food, the harvesting it prematurely, time that it is in transport, forget growing it in nutrient-deficient soil, all those things impact it. So by the time we eat it, cook it, whatever, you know, we're getting fiber, but those vital phytonutrients, the vitamins, the minerals that support a healthy immune system, a healthy immune response, are non-existent. And your body, for example, vitamin C, your body cannot produce vitamin C. It has to take it externally. It has to bring it into the body. So all those factors, you know, that's what I'm looking at today is the reason we're so vulnerable to viruses and bacteria and everything else is because we just have a very compromised immune system based on the fact that we haven't provided our body with the nutrients it needs to develop a proper response.
What do you make of this concept? We talked about this morning. What do you make of this concept being shoved down our throat like it's mother's milk or something, like it's the best thing for us ever? Is this obsession with wearing these masks? What comes to mind when you look at this?
Well, I think, and I just barely heard a little bit of it, but what happened, the CDC came out and basically said, you know, the criteria of a mask, it had to, in order to be even remotely effective, it had to have a filtering mechanism that basically stopped, you know, the viruses, like an N95 or a NIOSH certified, whatever. So then the masses started buying anything of the surgical mask or the certified N95, and then the CDC came back out because they were worried that the professionals, the medical doctors, those that really need it were unable to get it. So they basically came out and said, well, any face covering will do. Well, you know, it won't. It's a joke to just put a face covering on and think it's going to prevent, you know, in any shape or form, the viruses that, you know, are out there. It won't. So, you know, I'm a believer that if you have the right covering, if it is a an N95, if it is
a hazmat suit. If you had a hazmat suit.
Yeah, that's true. Hazmat, you know, you can. So there are things that obviously will be effective in terms of protecting yourself, but a cloth face covering, no. It's an exercise in futility. I just don't buy that at all.
What is the last time we talked, it was kind of when the story broke, I believe, that the FDA or somebody was coming after colloidal silver, kind of up to, you know, up to date us with that story. Tell us what happened and then bring us up to date with where that is.
Well, you know, which to me is a very a sad dialogue that there is something that I think can be certainly beneficial, safe, and effective that I think what happened is the question was asked, you know, in light of what's going on with this virus that's out there that people are concerned about, will this silver product, and it was a liquid silver, I said, will this do anything against that virus? And the question was asked to a naturopathic doctor who responded appropriately, if so, said, it has not been tested against this strain of coronavirus. However, it has been tested against other strains, such as the SARS virus, and it was proven effective in neutralizing or killing that virus. And she was quoting from a study that was done, actually one done by the Department of Homeland Security, where they tested this particular silver. It's not colloidal. It was a nanosilver. There is a difference between colloidal, ionic, nano. Not all silvers are created alike. But this particular, and I have a copy of it. It's in the Congressional Records. And verbatim, it says, this is the director of the laboratory for the Department of Homeland Security addressing Tom Ridge, who is the director of Homeland Security, saying, we tested a antimicrobial agent from the state of Utah that we, and he used the word, it was put under rigorous testing, and it was shown to be effective in killing bubonic plague, H5N1, and the SARS virus. And we are recommending that we stockpile this in the event of another pandemic or bioterrorism into our push-pack program. You know, so she was just basically quoting the fact that this particular silver had been tested and shown effective against other forms of, which the SARS is a form of the coronavirus. But it was very clear to say it has not been tested. Now, people can draw conclusions. You know, it has been tested in a university, major university, and this was in vivo, in vitro, but it was tested against 143 different pathogens, including staph, including MRSA, and was shown effective to kill those pathogens. So, you know, people
is this like in a petri dish? They put in a petri dish? So how,
right, uh-huh,
meaning you, right, you taking it internally, it would be effective, or how, you know, what's the best application?
Well, right, and it has actually been tested in vivo. It's been tested on mice. It's been tested on humans. And there, you know, this particular patented form of silver has over 400 clinical tests. It has 50 plus patents. You don't get a patent on a product unless you can prove that it does what your claims are. You know, a functional patent. So anyway, my take is, and I literally have, when we're speaking of masks, I have a university study where they infused, sprayed actually, the silver in the inside of the mask, and then tested it against all these pathogens, and it was shown to effectively kill the pathogens. So, you know, the end result was saying, you know, if you want another true barrier of protection, you know, this will turn a piece of covering over your face into something that is more effective in terms of protecting you against these pathogens.
Explain to me how what you just said seemed very benign, seemed very straightforward, seemed very factual, seemed indisputable. It seemed almost self-evident at this point. How did the government then try to stop or try to pressure people to stop colloidal silver sales or distribution? Explain that to me, because this is important.
Okay. Well, basically, we've been hearing the term fake news for some time. I watched the clip of this interchange between the pastor and this this doctor, and verbatim.
Right, I've seen
then
it too.
And then I saw what Inside Edition did to it, and I saw what a couple others. So here's what they did: they took this, and then the headline said, you know, something like the frog pastor is hawking a fake
cure
for COVID. Okay, so what they did is they cut and edited, and he's holding up the bottle, and he says, where it says, does this product, you know, do anything, or this silver? He goes, they eliminate the does, and it just says this silver, and then they cut in. And where she says, kills, you know, where she's explaining that that hasn't been tested on this, but it had been tested on other forms of coronavirus and was effective in killing in a certain period of time. They cut and pasted and said, it shows him, this silver kills coronavirus. That's how they did it.
Well, that's libel. I mean, that's...
I know it. Believe me, I know it. But then that was picked up, and then it just kept snowballing. And then these, you know, attorney generals get... Because I've seen the copy of their stuff.
Well, hold right there. Frank, yeah, hold right there. Yeah. I don't want to get this story split up. There's the music.
Okay.
More of this on the other side. This is major, major important, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour. Frank Davis from Optivita. So good to have him. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy, and Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, thepowermall.com. Some of the great products from Frank Davis. Silver gel. I love the silver gel. You just put a little bit on your hand and you rub it on your hand, then you got the colloidal or nano silver protection for hours on your hands. Great. Silver lozenges are fantastic. And you suck on them just like a, you know, old candy, you know, like a, what do you call them? Little, that's not a sucker, but the one, whatever, you get my point. The lozenges, Optivita Silver, of course, that we're talking about right now, Super Krill Oil, we'll get into that, which is fantastic because it has a pure source of the krill. You know, there's not many places in this world where there's clean ocean, but that's where this comes from. And it also has phospholipids in it, phosphatidylcholine. You know, that's where phosphatidylcholine comes from. How important is that? Optivita Vitamin D. All these products, some other sales. Let's see. Oreganol, the Cass Ingram. Cass Ingram will be here tomorrow. Also, Crypto J. We had to reschedule Crypto J. He had an arrangement. We couldn't make it. So Crypto J will be here tomorrow. Love to have him on. Really have, had a good time getting to know him and talking about all these things. Crypto J, you can ask him anything about cryptocurrencies. I know a lot of you have questions. It's a very important time for this. And whether you hate it, whether you love it, whether you don't know the first thing about it, you probably should. And so that's why we're bringing Crypto J on tomorrow and Cass Ingram. So all the North American Urban Spice products on sale, Orega Resp, Orega Spray, Orega Max, Bone Active, Orega Dent, Collagen Power, Chaga Max, the Bone Active capsules and the oil, Black Seed Oil, Purely C. You know, you need vitamin C, great source of vitamin C. And, of course, the Oreganol Super Strength and the gel caps. Flash sale on activated charcoal while supplies available. Ancient Minerals magnesium products that you can put. You have any kind of back pain, muscle pain, try this magnesium formula from Robert Redfern. It is fantastic. Also, we have a new book advertiser. It's about the Electoral College. The Supreme Court violated their oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States. Find out how in this new book, The Electoral College for Patriots by Tom Crier. This anti-constitutional decision may get exploited to convert our country from a once great republic to just another democracy on the ash heap of history. Read The Electoral College for Patriots by Tom Crier so you will know who to blame for this travesty of justices. Available online. The Electoral collegeforpatriots.com. That's the Electoral College for Patriots.com, and wherever books are sold. You know, I love information about Constitution, about law. If we're going to have law, let's learn about law. Love this. I'm very excited to promote this book, The Electoral College for Patriots.com. Check that out. And, of course, the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com. Getting back to Frank Davis from OptiVita, we're talking about colloidal silver. Now, I've had several people on, Dr. Sherry Rogers, who is world-renowned. I just think so much of Dr. Group. There's been a lot of tests where drug companies or what have you, or drug cut fronts for drug companies, have done experiments on supplements like vitamin D, like vitamin E. You look into the study, and then they'll say, oh, it's with a rancid vitamin E or vitamin D. It's a low supply of it. Not enough to even do anything. Barely keep you above rickets. And say, oh, vitamin D doesn't work. And so the study comes out. Vitamin E is terrible. Vitamin E doesn't work. You waste your money. And vitamin D doesn't work. You don't need, it's like, are you kidding me? They call themselves doctors. They call themselves healers, practitioners of health. It's a joke. This is similar to kind of some of the studies on the colloidal silver, where they'll do inferior types of silver, or they'll do colloidal or ionic or whatever. It'll be inferior. Oh, see, this doesn't work. When the government, when the Department of Health or the NIH, the Homeland Security, FEMA, have done the real research, and they're like, oh my gosh, we need to stockpile this. But they'll tell you on the news, they'll cut and paste your words and make you sound like an idiot and want to pull you into court and want to indict you. It's really insane. Any comment on any of that?
Well, I think you're very much on target. Obviously being in the nutrition space, all of these studies that are done and published on vitamins like vitamin E or vitamin A, they're all on synthetic chemical isolated vitamins. They are not, you know, all vitamins in nature are a compound, a complex, and you can't isolate one fraction of it and then and assume it will do the same thing. It's like taking the quarterback of a football team and saying, I don't need any of the other players. I can just take this guy and run it. You know, because vitamin E in nature, for example, is comprised of four tocopherols and four tocopherols. So you have alpha tocopherol, beta, gamma, you know, the whole sorority. And if you look at any of your labels, and 99 times out of 100, it will just say D-alpha tocopherol as the source of the vitamin E. And that is a chemical isolate made in a laboratory. And university studies show that in reality, the alpha tocopherol actually blocks the free scavenging ability of the gamma. You cannot take an isolate and have it function the way it's supposed to. It's even like you mentioned vitamin C. Vitamin C in nature is bioflavonoids, rutin, J factor, vitamin P, vitamin K, K factor, and ascorbic acid is actually the outer protective shell, just like an eggshell is to an egg. And in a whole food form, they even found in a potato, just the vitamin C in a potato can kill scurvy. No amount of ascorbic acid in a synthetic form will kill scurvy. So that tells you it's not doing what it's supposed to do. Well, the same thing applies in silver. You know, when silver is an antimicrobial, it's an antiviral, it's proven, etc. But there are a lot of different forms of it, you know, and the ionic form, for example, and where people have problems, even like Argyria, their skin turns blue, is because they have to take massive amounts of it to actually get the antimicrobial effect. It isn't dangerous in the sense that it's not going to kill you or anything, but it will turn your skin blue. And Whereas in the patented form that we have is actually only 10 parts per million versus 1,000 parts per million. And we have multiple safety tests on it, including in vivo, showing that it literally passes through your body within 12 hours, and there is no residual silver left. It does it, and the difference in this nano silver, it has multiple modes of action. It's like a machine gun. It just continues to kill the enemy, so to speak. Versus an ionic form, a colloidal form, is kind of a rifle shot. It's a one and done, and that's why you have to take so much of it to be effective. A vitamin isn't necessarily a vitamin. It depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Silver isn't silver. It depends on the form to get the benefit you're seeking.
This is the discussion we have with a lot of people that write emails, like, say, selenium or whatever. Selenium has been proven in studies to lower your risk of cancer death by 50%, the correct form of selenium. So we'll get emails or calls. Why is your selenium cost X amount, and I can go to Walmart or wherever, and I can get selenium for Y amount? Why wouldn't I just buy the Y amount cheaper at Walmart? And it's like, I don't think people understand that. Some of these you just mentioned, like vitamin E, you take the wrong form of vitamin E, you might be doing more harm than you're actually doing good. Not only is it not do what you needed to do, it may be doing more harm than actually if you took nothing. I mean, that's literally what we're finding in some of these.
You're 100% right. Let me just elaborate 1 second on that, because vitamin C and vitamin D have got a lot of press because of their antimicrobial action, etc. Vitamin C, if you look at your vitamin label, I don't care whether it's on your cold cereal box, whether it's on your bread, you know, fortified bread, your flour, or whether it's in the vitamin you take, almost without exception, it will, in parentheses, it'll show the form being ascorbic acid or some form of ascorbate. Ascorbic acid is nothing more than genetically modified corn syrup processed with hydrochloric acid.
Wow.
and baked in a laboratory.
Wow.
And 99.9% of all ascorbic acid today is imported from China, much of which is produced in non-regulated laboratories using municipal water with known contaminants. And so I can buy, just as an example, I can buy ascorbic acid that everybody's using for around $4 a kilo, all right? Whereas my form of vitamin C is pure organic acerola cherry that is 28% of that. On my certificate analysis, 28% of that is whole food vitamin C, meaning it has all the elements, all the compounds that work synergistically together to be effective. I have no other ingredients in there. It is just organic acerola cherry. I use a proprietary drying process that we have proven will reduce that cherry to a powder with zero loss of any color, nutrients, or flavor. Whereas any other drying process, if you drum dry it, you could lose as much as 80% of the vitamin C, because vitamin C is very heat sensitive, very volatile. Spray drying, you'll lose 50%. The closest is probably freeze drying, which you will lose at least 15% of the vitamin C in that drying process. Whereas our tested in a university test showed zero loss of any vitamin
C.
So one, we get it in the pure form of how it comes in nature in a food with all the cofactors that enable that vitamin C to work the way it's supposed to. Now I pay, I'll pay $116 a kilo for that pure organic acerola cherry. And if it's 28%, then to get 100% vitamin C, I have to four times that. So now people are going to the store and they're looking, okay, this vitamin C is only $10 for 500 milligrams, per serving, or 1,000 milligrams. Whereas, you know, mine is going to be more expensive. One, that had ascorbic acid in university tests has been shown to create genotoxins in the body that mutate the DNA. It is a toxic chemical. So that's why I say when you go, you just look at any label. If it says ascorbic acid, you are taking a synthetic chemical isolate that is produced in China, without question, versus a whole food organic that has all the cofactors that enable that vitamin C to work the way it's supposed to.
I love whole food products, and a lot of the things that we carry, that's what they are. They're whole food. This is why we have you on. This is why we have the Power Mall. And so you wonder why it's not cheaper, or I can go on Amazon and get the thing for $3, or I can get some vitamin C for $3. Well, now you know why. This is supplements, whole food supplements, they work. They will transform your life. Chemical distillates will shorten your life. I don't know what else to say. I want to move on. We got about 10 minutes left.
Okay.
When I heard the story about colloidal silver, your silver being attacked, on Jim Baker's show, the attorney general, I think it was New York and also Missouri, came out after you when you mentioned the story about how the media Inside Edition, how they piecemealed and cut things out. The lengths that they have gone to put a chilling effect on colloidal silver, in my mind, this immediately tells me, oh my God, then colloidal silver must be the most important thing I can get right now. I mean, that's what it tells me. Am I crazy?
Well, I think you're, it certainly doesn't diminish.
I'm not trying, Frank, I'm not trying to put you in a corner. So yeah. I know you're, this is a touchy situation. Yeah. I'm not asking. Let me say it. I'll say it. You say whatever you want. Tells me that this is the most important thing that I need to have right now, or one of them.
Well, let's put it this way. I mean, I am a fanatic in terms of giving my body what I believe is critical for it to function optimally and to give me the best defense, especially in light of where we're at today and what's going on. And believe me, I take that silver every day. The nanosilver, our patented form, as you mentioned, I don't use the term colloidal silver or ionic silver. That's kind of the broad brush, what they put everything under that category, and there is such a difference between it. There are even other quote nano silvers, but it's all dependent on the efficacy of that product. When we have clinical studies showing at 10 parts per, literally at 5 parts per million, on that study on the 143 pathogens, it killed every single pathogen at 5 parts per million. At 2.5 parts per million, it basically affected over half of them. So at 10 parts per million, it was 100% effective. And versus what you will normally see in most, they have much higher doses, especially in the ionic colloidal form, because as I mentioned, the single action that it has versus the multiple action. So they have to use a lot more to try and get some antimicrobial effect. We do have safety studies showing ours compared to other forms out there.
Let me ask you about krill oil. I'm fascinated by this krill oil. Talk about its importance, where you get it, why is it unique, the whole deal.
Well, you know, we are deficient in a lot of things. One thing we are definitely deficient in is the ratio of good omega-3 fatty acids compared to sixes and nines. We are OD on the sixes and nines, and we're deficient in the omega-3s. And omega-3s are the most critical. They're critical for eye health, they're critical for heart health, they're critical for brain health, and when I say the omega-3s, I'm talking specifically DHA and EPA. They are the building blocks for your vision. They are the building blocks for your neurological development. One of the things that has been tied to postpartum depression with women is the fact that the baby is drawing all those DHA EPAs in their development, in their brain and neurological development, their eye development, and it depletes the stores of the mother. And so that is tied, they're now tying that to postpartum depression, that they get that. So any woman that is going to have a baby, I would say you definitely need to be taking it. The reason I love krill is it is the most ideal form for your body to get that DHA and EPA. The reason, as compared to fish oil, is that the DHA, the EPA, those omega-3s are bound to phospholipids, which in essence are critical for the body anyway, but they are a carrier, and they literally allow your body 100% absorption and utilization of that DHA EPA, whereas in fish oil or even algae that for the vegans, and I'm basically a vegetarian vegan, but I'll take krill because DHA EPA, the omega-3s, are bound to triglycerides in both the algae form and the fish oil form, which competes with your body's own triglycerides, and it's a very inefficient, ineffective way to get your DHA EPA.
What about if you take phosphatidylcholine with it? Because that's one of the things Dr. Rogers, she recommends a pure form of cod liver oil with the phosphatidylcholine.
Well, you know, I am not opposed to a cod liver oil. The problem with cod liver oil as your form of omega-3s is you can, you know, just some of the other nutrients, including the vitamin A in there, you can get too much of it. And I don't particularly, suggest that's the ideal.
It's not the ideal ratio. Yeah, it's not the ideal ratio.
And I'm not doing that. But I don't have any issue with taking that along with. I just think the most optimal form to get it and the most effective way is a krill oil. And it's just, you know, it's an incredible anti-inflammatory. Krill oil also has astaxanthin, which is probably the most potent anti-inflammatory product out there. So that's inherent in the krill oil.
Wow. Now it comes in the capsules. Should you refrigerate it? So once you get it, should you refrigerate it? What do you recommend?
No, you don't need to refrigerate it.
How many should you take a day?
Well, a regular or a maintenance dose would be two. I would not take more than four a day.
Okay. And normally. What tell us about the source. We got about maybe 2 minutes. I'm fascinated by the source of this krill oil so people understand the lengths that you go through on these products.
Yeah.
Tell us about the source.
Well, I think you mentioned at the start that the krill is the largest biomass in the world, and it's sustainably harvested in the Antarctic Ocean in the most pristine, clean, pollution-free environment you could possibly get. And so you know, we have a whole book on the process of obtaining this and getting the purest, most effective form of krill. And, you know, so, you know, that's really the source. I mean, it is...
Well, so what people understand, you know, most of the oceans, they got a lot of pollution in them. You're going to an ocean that's the cleanest ocean in the world, known in the world, and you're getting this and harvesting it, so it's the cleanest that can be. I mean, just, right?
Right. You're right on.
Vitamin D, maybe we got about a minute for vitamin D. How essential is that, especially right now?
Vitamin D is what I call nature's flu vaccine. There was a study in Japan showing that for children, they divide them up, and it was 10 times more effective than a flu vaccine in that study showing the effectiveness in children. So it's a critical element, and it's so critical in terms of so many functions. The thing about vitamin D, it has to be bound with accompanied with magnesium. And I'm a firm believer in whole food form. Ours is strictly an organic mushroom that synthesizes vitamin D just like the body does. And then we bind it with magnesium so that it gets into your body and is absorbed and utilized the way it's supposed to versus synthesizing it from lamb's wool, which is of the vitamin D you see.
Well, there we go. There's the music. Absolute pleasure. Tomorrow, Crypto J, Cass Ingram. Thank you. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerMall.com. Check it out. Great sales. 877-817-9829. Frank, it's an absolute pleasure, my friend. God be with you.
Thank you. Good talk to you.
Absolutely. Stay there, Frank. See you tomorrow.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.